Boeing's board of directors is expected to give the initial go-ahead to a proposed new jetliner during today's meeting at its Chicago headquarters. The new 787 Dreamliner would be Boeing's first all-new commercial airplane in more than a decade, NPR's David Shaper reports.
To say it's been a tough year for Boeing is an understatement. The aerospace giant's reputation has been battered by controversies related to its lucrative Defense Department contracts. The Pentagon has banned Boeing from bidding on satellite rocket contracts after finding the company stole trade secrets from a rival defense contractor. And ethical questions about its $20 billion deal for Air Force refueling planes led to former CEO Phil Condit's resignation 2 weeks ago. Even its commercial aircraft unit is suffering, as European rival Airbus did something this year that was once unthinkable and surpassed Boeing as the world's leading seller of new airplanes. So Boeing has a lot riding on what could be its first new commercial jetliner since launching the 777 in 1990.
The 77 is Boeing's future, one more time.
Using bright photos, slick graphics, and dance music, Boeing's website heavily promotes the
7E7. The new airplane for a new world.
Boeing says the 7E7 will be made from lighter composite materials instead of aluminum, making it a more fuel-efficient jet. The engine will burn cleaner and quieter than today's commercial jets. The wings and the plane's dolphin-shaped nose will be designed to be more aerodynamic and improve performance, so the 7E7 will fly as fast or faster than anything flying today. Yet the company says it will be easier and less costly to maintain. Boeing's 7E7 program manager, Walt Gillette.
I believe that the 7E7 will be a dramatic step up in the state of the art. It paves the way for airplanes of the 21st century.
The mid-size 7E7 would replace Boeing's outmoded 757 and the 767, answering the airline's call for a less costly plane better suited to fly increasingly popular point-to-point routes instead of through big hub airports. The 77 would seat 200 to 250 passengers, and Boeing promises a revolutionary flying experience inside the plane.
The first difference the passengers will notice when boarding the 77 is the vaulted ceiling just inside the main boarding door.
Boeing's promotional video describes wider seats and aisles, larger stow bins for carry-on bags, much larger and more comfortable lavatories, better lighting, and larger windows.
Passengers will love flying the 77. The 77 will help them recapture the magic of flight.
Boeing's promotion of the 77 helped fuel a bidding war between several states, offering tens of millions of dollars in an effort to get the plane's assembly plant and its 800 to 1,200 jobs. Many aerospace industry insiders and analysts say the buzz about the 77 is not just hype, calling it the right airplane at the right time. John Douglas, president of the Aerospace Industries Association, says it would provide a boost to companies still slumping in the aftermath of September 11th.
This will be, a great new project for all of the industry, the people that build engines and landing gear and all kinds of flight control systems and all of the things that go into an airplane.
Douglas says the 77 could put Boeing, what he calls the home team, back in front in the race for aircraft-making supremacy. And Wall Street analysts say it would be good to see Boeing seize the technological initiative. But with the airline industry still far from a full recovery and few airlines in a position to order the new planes right now, Boeing's board may shy away from the risk. That would be a mistake, says Bill Dane, senior aerospace analyst at Forecast International, who adds that Boeing's future may be on the line.
Not go ahead with the 7E7. I think Boeing would be virtually ceding the airliner market to Airbus industry, and it could possibly take as much as 8 or 10 years for them to recover.
Such concerns, though, seem unwarranted. Before Boeing's board even began meeting in Chicago Sunday, company officials had already tentatively scheduled an announcement on the 7E7 for Tuesday at Boeing's commercial aviation unit outside of Seattle, where the new plane would likely be assembled. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.